come out of our, we'll reconvene from our standees, and Mr. Yates will explain the graphic that he has so prettily put in front of us. That thing's great.
Mr. Chair and members, Dick Yates with Legislative Revenue Office. What I did for this graph is to take some work that was presented during the regular session on estimated revenues from the master settlement agreement. And that's the height of the bars. That's the total amount of revenue that essentially is forecast to be received by the state of Oregon pursuant to the master settlement agreements. Then what I've done is to try and indicate in the bottom part here, you can sort of see a shading in the black and white graphs with the green on the color, is the about $15.6 million, I think it is, annually that's going to be required if the OSU bonding goes through, which is also the master settlement agreements are pledged for that bond issue. And then the dark in the middle is the an estimate kind of the additional payments that would be required to be pledged for a $200 million issue, which would provide funds to be transferred to the state school fund, which is what this bill is doing. And, you know, how it's going to end up depends on how Treasury eventually structures the issue and over what period they issue it. And this is simply one proposal that they're considering, which would take out about $33 million a year up to $46 million over the, let's see, from 2004 to 2012. So that's...
18.
No, that's 8 years, right? 4 to 12. 8 years, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Well, it's 9 years there that I've got... debt service charge.
About
so
that.
I guess it's 9 years. Yeah, because you got to count 2004 also. So what's left on top then is the balance of the master settlement payments, expected payments, that would be available during those years for legislative appropriation.
What is that, Mr. Chair? What is that number then, Dick, for the first three is roughly, what is it? I can't...
It's 80 less about 35, so it's what, 45? Less another 15, it's about 30. About 30.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 15 for the OHSU mm-hmm. and about 33 for the state school fund. That would leave about 30 million.
You did, but I had to surrender
oh.
to Treasury. No, yes. That's okay. He had an extra.
There are more here.
Does our bond counsel want to add any remarks at this juncture?
Sure. For the record, Kate Richards in Oregon State Treasury. You want an interesting remark, though, so...
anything you say is interesting, Ms. Richardson.
I'm going to let that go. You'll be getting... Do you want us to speak to the amendments that are going to be forthcoming?
And if you can functionally confirm and mm-hmm. elaborate Dick's
work. Yes.
For the record, I'm Chuck Smith with the Oregon State Treasury. It looks like Dick has laid out correctly the numbers here with respect to the bond financing we're talking about.
If you use our numbers, I think it has something to do with it.
That's where you got them from.
So it looked like in the first 2 years there's $30 million left and like $40 million left in the last year, as a portion of the settlement money we're getting.
Chair.
Sure. Yeah.
Representative Federley.
Of course, that presumes that would, this only comes into play if the voters reject both Measure 11 and this mm-hmm. referral of HJR 75, which I think we can be hopeful they will not. But. I guess what it tells us is in a worst-case scenario, there is a net beneath us.
That's true.
And if I may, as long as we're waiting for the amendments, do you want me to say whether and why the amendments? Or do you, these are turbo bonds. You can tell us what turbo bonds are. And they're SEL models. Turbo SEL, isn't it? Or DX.
Yeah. Yeah. LXT, yeah.
Transfer bonds.
Well, I'll go ahead and let Chuck define the turbo feature on these bonds.
Okay. The turbo feature refers to a bond issue that has a longer nominal maturity than the expected pay date for the bonds. In this case, we're looking at a bond that would be with a nominal maturity of 15 years, but an expected payoff in 10 years. Any additional monies that flow in that are pledged that flow into the debt service payments help pay the bonds off early. But for some reason, if master settlement agreement revenues were to decline, the bonds could be extended out to its full 15-year maturity.
Uh-oh. Empty-handed.
Me? I didn't do it.
Harrison, we don't care. We're going to blame Chatterley. So that's good.
Chatterley's fired.
Let's hear about this turbo, because this does sound interesting and somewhat, you know, comforting.
Not as comforting as my bid, sir.
Well, the way the rating agencies look at it is a 16-year bond, and they rate the bond on a 16-year basis. This just gives you some flexibility to withstand declines in master settlement agreement revenues and still pay the bonds back. However, if the revenues flow in at the anticipated level, the bonds will pay off, in this case, 10 years.
Right.
So it gives you some flexibility here. That's where the turbo is. It just pays off faster, I guess, turbocharged.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Chatterley.
I'm informed that the amendments will be here in 15 minutes. They're working with the copy editor.
Didn't we already try that one out?
15 minutes?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we're here. The session's convened.
Mm-hmm.
We will stand at ease for 15 minutes